Okay, well, let's get over here to Daniel, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Daniel. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Wright. I'd like
Sure
to
enough.
get off calcitriol, but I am prescribed because of kidney failure. I know that you can get calcitriol from nightshades, but I don't know the precise amounts of calcitriol that are in them. So I just wanted to know if you could possibly help me out with that. How much of the nightshade vegetables I should be eating every day to get my calcitriol?
Well, okay, there's a little bit of hazard there, sir. Some of us are quite sensitive to nightshades, and after a while of eating quite a bit of them, we start getting an arthritic-like problem. Fortunately, it's not real arthritis, and it goes away again once the nightshade vegetables are gone. But you need to be aware that that's the case, that that can happen. Now, next thing you said, you were talking about calcitriol. That's your form of vitamin D, is it not?
Yeah, I have kidney failure, so I cannot activate vitamin D.
I see. So you have to go around it with the calcitriol. Okay. And why would you be, would you be not wanting to do that because of the expense or what? What? Because that is a bioidentical thing.
Well, I've been told by Marley Robbins at the Root Cause Protocol that I should not be taking vitamin D supplements.
I'm a little surprised at that, sir. Simply because, well, for example, big old study from over in Austria and Germany, over 10,000 people, they're all over 60 years of age. What happens? Well, all they did actually is to draw blood and check it for vitamin D and say goodbye. Okay, they did that. Remember, over 10,000 people. And they waited then 10 years, and since they got socialized medicine over there, even at that time, they could get into everybody's medical records and read them. So they just got into everybody's medical records 10 years later, and they found which ones were no longer with us and which ones were still with us. And what they found, sir, is that the higher the vitamin D level at the beginning of the 10-year period, the less likely the person was to be dead of anything at all except for trauma, but less cancer, less heart attack death, less stroke death, less risk of death from anything that you could call a natural cause. And the only thing it didn't make a difference to is getting run down by a truck, because even if your truck is loaded with vitamin D, it's still going to kill you. But all the other so-called natural causes, the less vitamin D, the more likely you were to be dead, and the more vitamin D, the less likely they are to be dead 10 years later. So I do not understand this business. I don't understand that
Well,
at all, sir.
I'm sorry, because I should clarify that he's only against taking vitamin D apart from retinol. So for him, it should be one part vitamin D and 10 parts retinol. That's what he's saying. But I think he's basing it on Weston Price's research.
Well, now that's not a bad thought. There's other people who think that too, that A, vitamin A and D should be taken together. And guess what? I'm one of those. When I'm working with people who tell me, "Oh, we just get infections around our house too often," I'll tell them, "Well, for the adults, why don't you take 50,000 units of vitamin A a day? And for the vitamin D, take 5,000 units. That's 10 to 1 right there. And for the kids, how tall are they? How much do they weigh? We got to scale down according to that, so I won't get real specific there, but we got to scale down according to their heights and weights. Once the whole family starts doing that, sir, the risk of infection goes way down, and they get a heck of a lot less infections than they were getting before. I didn't say none, but they go way down insofar as how many infections they get. So I'm going to have to agree with whoever said that.
Okay, so you would be against getting my calcitriol from these vegetables. The thing is, like the I take Rosita, right? But the form of vitamin D is not getting the job done. It's just not. My PTH was sky high. We're talking 1,300, 1,500, in completely unacceptable levels
You got it.
on
That's
that.
unacceptable.
Yeah. So I'm back on the calcitriol,
Well,
because I was not supposed to be taking it because it suppresses ceruloplasmin production, and according to that group, you need to be having more ceruloplasmin production.
then we get
So,
into a
yeah.
balancing act, don't we? Not enough vitamin D, we might drop dead sooner, etc., and too much, and you might have less ceruloplasmin. So you just have to monitor yourself more closely. Now, calcitriol, I'm sure you know this already, but for everybody who doesn't, who's listening, It is identical to natural. It's bioidentical. It's what our own bodies make out of the original vitamin D molecule. And so it's not something that'd be harmful unless, as you say, we're getting all out of balance with something or using too much.
Okay. So you're saying it's really not that problematic?
Again, not if it's balanced, as you said, with vitamin A, and you're monitoring to make sure your parathyroid hormone doesn't go weird on you. And it sounds like you're doing all that stuff, sir. I'm just repeating what you told me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.